Okay, hello, welcome to Slimming World Podcast. We hope you are having a terrific day. Wow, we have an episode which is going to blow your socks off, going to make you want to pop, rock, dance. Ugh. I don't know what else I can say, Anna, but Anna has currently got her hand over her face because she's so embarrassed by me.
No, I'm not embarrassed. I'm excited to be energized and inspired by what's about to happen.
Well, see, regular listeners of the podcast will know that when we are not in person together and we are on Zoom, that can only mean one thing. That means that we have somebody else with us on the podcast. And today we are very, very, very excited to share with you. We've been waiting months to get some one-to-one time with Ali, who is the very latest Slimming World's Woman of the Year. I mean, I feel like Woman of the Year 2024, even though it's 2025, but you're still right now Woman of the Year. How are you, Ali?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Well, we're obviously pumped. Not just because we're talking about body magic, but because we get to meet you. I mean, how have the last few months? Because you get announced the winner. You don't know. There's three finalists at the Slimming World Ball, which happens in November. You're on stage and you find out that you've won in front of thousands of people from head office consultants. What was that night like for you?
It was magical. It was, I think I experienced every emotion going from nerves to excitement to trying to keep it together on stage and then handed a microphone by Gethin Jones afterwards. I just didn't know what to say. But I was elated and honoured to have won that, the title.
Wow. I mean, it's just what a journey that you have been on. I mean, even if I just read the first line of the press release when it was announced, you know, that you were the winner. So it says here that Ali Ridgely says she was spurred into action after reading the words morbidly obese on her medical records. Mm. Take us back to that moment.
Yeah, I've gone to the GPs for a routine appointment, and the GP had often mentioned to me about my weight, and I nodded and, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, that's what my aches are for. And it was always related to the weight. So I just looked at the screen and I think it was just the words. It just really hit home. And that was the sort of like the kick up the bum that I needed. I'd also seen a photograph of myself recently on a holiday that was hideous, absolutely horrendous. One of my children took it. They didn't have the instructions of, like, you know, neck up. They just took this photo, which was, and I'm now looking back on reflection, I'm glad, because it was what I needed to make that change. I thought, morbidly obese, I could be dead in years, you know, and I've had young children, and I was really horrified at myself for letting myself get that to that state, really.
Now, I had the pleasure of sitting in a room when you were announced at the Slimming World head office in the final three. And when you told your story, there was just total silence, because to look at the lady you are now, 13 stone lighter, it appears like you've just always been how you are. But when you describe your journey, you have so much passion about food and activity.
Yeah.
Has that come easily?
No, I mean, not to start with. I think the food optimizing to start with was a challenge. It was getting into a routine, I guess. There were slip ups. It is a roller coaster, isn't it? That's nature, I guess, natural for us to slip up. But I think now I've learnt and made those mistakes and got back on the horse, if you like. And it's practice, practice, practice. And it's, you know, finding yourself in those situations where you learn, you know, to not get in those situations, I guess. But it's easier now because it's you know, I've reaped benefits from that by making better choices.
mean, the courage it takes to lose over 80 kilos is
Yeah.
huge.
Yeah.
Would you have believed the lady sat in the doctor's, is now the lady that you are today? Because
Oh.
I kept telling Claire about your arms. They are the most, they're a work of art. They are so toned and so beautiful. And you can tell that you're really, you're living your best life through your activity and
Yeah.
your eating. Like, could you, can you believe who you are now compared to that lady?
No, not at all. And if if you'd have said to me all that time ago, you're going to lose 13 stone, I would have been, oh, okay. But I think for the fact that I had to do it for my children as well as myself, I've got two grown-up daughters now and a grandson. And if I'd have carried on the way I was, I would probably be in a wheelchair or even dead. So, I had to make those changes, and I think that was what motivated me to do it.
I mean, we know that there are so many different options that are presented to us in the world these days. Whether it be, I don't know, there are weight loss injections, there's surgery, there's all kinds of things. What was it about Slimming World that made you want to go down that route?
I think it's the fact that it's food that everyday food. I said this at the awards. It's everyday food. It's not what I would call faffy food. So, cottage pie, a curry, a chili. It's something that we all have, and it's easier to make, I guess. And it was cooking from scratch for me. Group support, I think, was phenomenal, and more so now from when I first started. We didn't have the app when I first started, so it was just the group support. Whereas I think over you girls must know this more than anyone, over the spot of the last few years, how groups have grown. And like you both say this, and as do I, it is like a community. It's like your family, your extended family, and you're invested in everybody in that group. And I think because of that as well, that spurs you on to do even better, if that makes sense. So the group support, like you say, the app, all the tools that you've got are there to help you through that journey, more so than what it was like, 10, 15 years ago. So I think that's really helped me. That midweek lull when you're thinking, just to reach out to somebody on social media in your group, or I'm really struggling today, or I'm really hungry, or somebody will support you and bring you back up just to, help you along as we all do each other. So I think for me, the support from group, as well as it just being like everyday foods that we love.
Yeah, and we know that you were a Slimming World member previously, and so you had rejoined. What was the process? Because there could be people listening to this episode who are lapsed members, maybe used to come, but they still enjoyed the podcast. They dip into it, dip out, and they maybe want to join, but they're worried because we do that thing, don't we? We were like comparing ourselves to, I shouldn't have put all that weight back on and.
Or you feel embarrassed, or you think that the consultant's gonna not judge you, but sort of like, have an opinion. But they don't. They want the best for you, and they are welcoming back. I mean, we've seen it now this time of year. People are coming back that perhaps dipped out from last year, and there is no judgment, and it's just lovely to see people, to get them back on that journey, because they want the best for that person too, as do we.
My members always find me hilarious when there's a rejoin coming in. Like, I jump them. I get so excited. Like, they've had the courage to come in, because I've talked about this on the podcast. I sat in the group car park of six Slimming World groups because of that fear, and actually knowing you're going to get no judgment in there. You're just going to get like, well done, you're so brave. The thought of it is far more terrifying than the reality, don't you think?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And like you do, you think, oh, they're going to think, oh, here she comes again. But they're on your side. And like you say, so welcoming. So anybody should, yeah, if they don't feel that embarrassment, I often say to people, I'll meet them outside if they want someone to walk in with, just to give them that bit of a, friendliness.
Yeah, totally. Just that smile sometimes is the biggest thing, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
So tell us about what physical activity and Slimming World's Body Magic program has meant from you. Where did your love of activity begin? And what was your activity like, I guess, when you did rejoin Slimming World, when you had, the 13 stone to lose?
We bought a dog, and that was our get fit idea. So I would walk the dog, but it would be a bimble, and it would be the shortest walk possible, really. But it got me out. That was the first step, I think. Was anything was better than nothing. So, and because the dog had to be walked, we would, I would take him out, whatever the weather. So that was like the first thing. I'd go swimming with the children, but it wasn't really swimming as such. When you got little ones, it's just more like messing around in a pool, isn't it? And lolloping around, and you might get the occasional lengthen if you're lucky, but it wasn't really anything energetic to call I've been for a swim. So that was really sort of like my level of activity then. I suppose once the weight had started to come off, I had more energy. So the dog would get walked longer and further and faster. And then I'd lost about, I think it was about 6 stone. And I wanted to join a dance fitness class. And I saw one advertised at the gym where I'd go for my leisurely swim. And I thought, I'm just going to go along. It was 80s music, which was right up my street. So I absolutely loved it. It flew by so quickly. And it was just brilliant. I sang all the way through it. So I thought, I'm going to go again. So I booked it again. And then I just carried on going because I absolutely fell in love with it. And at that point, I also wanted to do the Race for Life. I'd walked it loads of times, but I always envied people running it because, but then obviously, having been bigger, there was no way I was going to do that. So I joined a lady at my work, did like a beginner's running group. And I said to her in work I was going to join, and then I went home and messaged her and said, I'm not joining. But I did. I think it was just that fear, because it was a fear of the unknown. I didn't know what I was going into. But I joined this, and it's a bit like the Couch to 5K kind of program. I did that, and I absolutely fell in love with running, believe it or not. I would never have thought I would have said that at that time. But I did the Race for Life. I ran it, and then I did a 10K, and then I've just gone on from there. I'm doing a marathon in April in Newport, South Wales, which I know. So, and I teach dance fitness as well in the community. So I just love it. It's just me time. It's good for my head. It's just time out, really, and I love
Do
it.
you know what fascinates me? I'm not a runner. It's not something that naturally comes to me, but I'm so inspired when people say, like, I love it. How do you get from the point of putting your trainers on and then sat here on a podcast saying, I love it? Is it the fact that you constantly keep practicing it? Is it the fact that I mean, how do you get, because there'll be people listening thinking, all right, she loves it, but I don't think I could love it. Like, what's the grey bit? How does that happen?
I think you've got to find something that you like. So there's, people say, about going to a gym, and you say to them, do you actually like it? No. Well, you're not going to enjoy it then, are you? You're going to fall at the first hurdle. So find an activity that you like. I didn't think I'd like running, but I tried it. I've tried other activities that I don't like. So then you don't carry on with things like that. But you find something that you like, go with a friend. I think that's probably the best thing to do, is agree to meet somebody, because you're less likely to cancel. And like you say, I mean, dance fitness, I said it in before, it's like a night out without the gin and the heels. It is brilliant. You just get there, ask any of the girls that come to my group, they love it. It's just like being on a dance floor somewhere for an hour, but just with
Yeah,
trainers and water.
my members go to Dancing in the Dark with like all the
Oh,
colourful things. Oh my, they're going to a rave on a Tuesday night. They love it, but they actually look forward to it. So that kind of point of you love it because you found your thing, haven't you?
Yeah, and it doesn't matter, everyone's got different levels of fitness. You just do what you get out from it, what you put in. So, some women give it, absolute welly. really high impact, and others, they just do a gentle one, which is absolutely fine. It's doing something, and then they make friends as well. So, and I think a part of it sometimes is just like you say, it's friendship groups, but it's good, and it's good for the mind.
Really, we often talk about that, Claire, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious, almost like speaking from the heart, really, of how has body magic changed your life?
That's obviously made me a lot fitter. I think it is good for my emotional well-being. It's taught me that I can do anything that I put my mind to. Running 20, because I ran a marathon in Prague in 2017, which was a real emotional roller coaster. But it's just taught me that, by doing something small and building up to it, anything is possible.
And did that help you in the weight loss, like your mentality? Because if you're thinking, well, I can do this in terms of activity, then I can keep losing the weight in terms of like your mindset.
Yeah, definitely, because it's making better decisions. I think more in control of myself, that keeps me going and I think I need that activity every week. And if I haven't been, I get quite agitated, frustrated. So I think they go hand, well, for me, it goes hand in hand. Does that make
And we also,
sense?
yeah, and we also know that to maintain weight loss long term, you need to have become active. So it's almost like, it's a double, it comes with the weight loss, doesn't it? Because you wouldn't be able to maintain that incredible achievement. When you first started walking the dog, like, did you find, because I know I couldn't be active when I first started to lose weight because I had a spine injury, but I remember finding it really quite daunting, thinking I'm really quite unfit. And actually, that's why the Body Magic program was so important, because I was very liable to be one of these people who's like, I've got to do it all. And if I can't do it all, I've heard. Did you find that kind of systematic way that the Body Magic program was broken down helped you to be consistent?
Yeah, because when I first did it, I don't know if you were around. I'm sure you probably were. On the Body Magic, there was like a map of the country, and you followed that little person around. I was so excited by that to see this little person that I'd walked around the country.
Yes. Oh, that sense of achievement.
Yeah, because I
Yeah.
plot it, and it was like you say, it was something that I was working towards, and it was a visual that I could see that I'd walked that little bit further, or to plot that, and I did like the fact that it was broken down into chunks, and then to get like your bronze Body Magic award, and it was a sense of achievement, and because then I had more energy, so I could work towards them, to get those awards. Yeah, it was, but it did work with obviously the food optimizing part of it for me.
They need to come
Love
together, don't
food. I just eat food. I'm just a big foodie. Full stop.
they? Me too. Yeah,
But
Blair
I
is too.
think, see, a lot of people are like, okay, I understand the food thing, want to get on board with that, want to get the recipes. It's then for some people, they kind of feel like body magic is something they should do, or they know they should be excited about, but they don't know how to kind of step over that line. And I think, as Anna says, it's always really interesting hearing people who have that passion. I mean, I certainly before I joined Slimming World, I was someone who hated PE lessons at school, who would do anything to get out of it. I remember when I joined Anna's group, and I said, for me, I didn't think about it as exercise. It was a way to get from A to B. I didn't have a car for 8 years, so I had to take public transport. I got a bike when I moved to Manchester because it's flat. Let's be honest. And that's just, it was just how I got around. I wouldn't say I was particularly doing very much challenging stuff, but there was some basic level of movement. And I think the body magic for me allowed me to come in where I was at, having got a little bit of movement, and learn to take it to this next level. And, like, the body magic program breaks almost like activity into perhaps different categories so we get
Yeah.
that variety. I had never ever picked up a barbell, a dumbbell, a kettlebell before, and now I can and have got the confidence. After years of working with personal trainers and coaches and people, I can walk straight into a gym, I can set up a barbell rack, I can put the weights on, and I can program a workout for myself. And I would never have imagined that I ever would have the confidence, because when I looked at a place like the gym, I just felt intimidated.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I work in a military camp and I use their gym sometimes. So when I look at the weights for me, like the 10K, and like look at theirs, they're like 40, 50K.
But you've got to start somewhere.
I remember sort of like right in the beginning, I had the Nintendo Wii. So I would do it in my front room, whether it would be, I don't know, boxing. Or I do it with the kids. I do boxing. We do bowling, and I bank all those like the minutes that I'd used to plot walking around the country on the Body Magic map, if you like. So it was things like that, because then that was in the privacy of my own home, and I didn't have to feel embarrassed about going out. But I would try different things. I think we had a Pilates one. We had skiing. It was one of these Wii Sport things that we had. But that also gave me the incentive, because I could do it anytime in my own front room, where I didn't feel embarrassed about, putting on activity or a gym kit or anything like that. And I think that also then helped, because I got good res better results on the scales. So then that spurs you on to do that a little bit more.
That's one of the reasons our activity videos, that you get as part of your membership were created so that people could do it from the safety and the comfort of their own home. Because it is that I haven't got the trainers, I haven't got the leggings, what am I going to look like? People are going to see me. All those things that you could make an excuse for. And it's understanding that it's about finding your motivation for body magic that's more powerful than the thought process of not wanting to do it, isn't it? So, you love running. I'm not a runner, but I like walking. I like things like Pilates. And it's knowing that everybody's different, isn't it? But not coming into it with the kind of thought process of, oh my God, I'm going to be rubbish. Actually, let's go and try and see what I like and let's build it up. And I like the fact that you can start at any point. So if someone is already active versus someone like me who was so sedentary, there's somewhere for everyone. Because if Claire was quite active, she doesn't think she was, but she was cycling compared to me that would be getting up to walk to the chair. We need different things, don't we? So it's an all-encompassing thing, isn't it? But I love a Nintendo Wii. I
Oh,
think the things
yeah.
you can do on them is just
Other games consoles are
true.
available.
Yes.
I would say, though, what is interesting about you mentioning that particular console, there is this trend, isn't there, like more recently about like almost gamifying challenges and things. I remember when Fitbit, other watches are available, first came out, and it had like these challenges that you could do with your mates, like Weekend Warrior or something like that. And it'd be who could do the most steps in a weekend. And I'd be up till like, I remember once I was walking around a car park at 11:30 on a Sunday night because I needed to beat my friend. And
He's not
he
competitive.
was at home tiptoeing up and down his kitchen, trying not to wake the children because he was trying to beat me. But there is this, if you are naturally quite a competitive person who likes these challenges, like you say about the map, there are so many ways that people almost kind of, it's just trickery, isn't it, in your brain? It's just a different way of thinking about gamifying without thinking, and now I'm going to do some exercise.
I think, Claire, you might can identify with this. I've run around a car park to hit a milestone after going for a run.
Strava.
I can't finish on 4.95 miles. I've got to
Don't.
finish on
I did it
five.
yesterday.
Up and down the street.
To get like a round number.
I got 6.99 yesterday. I was so frustrated. And you can't add more on, you can only take it off.
Whereas
Up
I'm
and down
just
a car
walking
park, up
the
and down the
pitch.
road.
Yeah.
5 miles, right? That's it. I'm in. Done.
I think the key thing for me has been about I've almost had to like almost divorce my ego from some of that kind of stuff though. And instead, what I've really honed in on the last couple of years is about consistency, is about turning up when I don't really want to,
That's part of
is
it.
sometimes I don't want to go and do, I mean, say, for even like parkrun, I really got to the point where I was running parkrun. I'd worked my way up to that. And then I was just absolutely shattered. My body was not feeling great physically. And I just had to say, okay, I'm going to go to parkrun, but I'm going to walk. And if I feel like running the last lap, I'll do it. If I don't, just being here is enough, because over time, you've got X number of parkruns, but it doesn't matter what your time is,
No.
or it's about turning up to something every week and turning up where you're at that point. Because like you say, if you go to a class or you go to the gym or you're doing a running session with a new running club, if you're not feeling it, just turning up and doing what you can is still good enough.
It's more than the people sat on the sofa, isn't it?
Same with group, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right, Anna, about group, because there are some weeks when you go and you think, I don't think this has been a great week, but
Oh,
I'm still going to turn up, whatever the result.
And you never regret that, do you? Like, you don't regret going to the gym or Zumba or whatever it is, but the thoughts in your head. And that's why things like the Body Magic program almost build that habit in. So they sometimes take the thought process out. This is what I do on a Tuesday. So it's built in. Actually, I know I feel so much better. And it's almost knowing how you're liable to behave. So little tricks I love. And I'd love to know if you've got any. Like, a lot of my members go running in the morning. So they lay all their kit out by the front door. They've got their toothbrush done. Do you know what I mean? So they don't have to think about it. Is there anything that you kind of have found really helps you on those moments, those grey mornings when it's pouring with rain that you might want not want to do it? Anything that helps you?
Yeah, very similar. Everything has to be laid out. So it's like oven ready. Literally get out of bed, get it on, and get out the door, because otherwise it's snooze. Because I do some classes before work. So I'm up quite early for that. Or the kit is in the car to go straight from work. Because if I come home, I've got no
Sitting on the
chance.
sofa.
So it's in the car and agree to meet somebody, because I'm less likely to cancel. Whereas if I'm going with somebody or agreeing to meet somebody, I'm more likely to go through with it. I might moan a bit to start with, because I don't particularly want to do it that night.
That's so funny. That's one of the reasons that I volunteer at my local parkrun, because if I do a role, that means I can also, you know, take part as well. I know I have to show up and be there because I've committed to help. It's a bit like if you're part of the social team in a group. I imagine I know friends who have committed to be the social team because it
Keeping there.
means they have to go.
You see, I just commit to a 7.5-year-old who's got the memory of an elephant and will never forget anything. So if I say we're going for a walk after school, she is keeping me to that walk after school and trip around the playground. So it's whatever motivates you and allows you to keep committed is individual, isn't it? I can highly recommend a 7.5-year-old to those girls.
You know, I think also something that you said in the announcement when they did the initial interview with you that came out when you announced, it finished by saying that you felt that this was like a second chance for you with your grandson now around. Just to explain what you mean by that second chance.
Well, I think if I'd have carried on the way I was, because I was out of control, my weight would probably be way more than what it was. And I think, for my children, I think they missed out a lot, because I was the one holding the bags on the side, because I was too big to go on a lot of the rides or do fun things with them. So this is like my second chance to show him as well that I'm going to be that fun, more active nanny, to be a lot healthier and be around for him.
Oh, that's so inspiring.
Oh, well, Ali, it's been brilliant to meet you, and I know that so many people listening who are looking at taking that kind of those steps to kind of move up, you know, the ladder with Body Magic, who have got, you know, just it's great to have someone who's kind of a few rungs ahead, kind of lighting the way to show them how it's done. And thank you so much. Keep in touch with us, and obviously we want to find out how you get on with your marathon coming
Oh,
up in a few months.
yeah. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure to meet you both. I've
Thank
been so
you.
excited.
Oh, keep those Madonna arms on show, babe. They're
Oh,
fabulous.
they're away at the minute. It's too cold.
Get them out, love. They're cracking.
That's it. Get the vest on for the marathon.
Oh, it will be.
Get the guns
No
out.
t-shirt needed. Have a great week, guys. Speak to you soon.
Bye for now.